T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 26th annual Philadelphia Marathon is later this month. KYW's Justin Udo reports the race brings out all sorts of runners, even those who can't see the course.
It was not until after he lost his vision that Matt McElvoy started running.
Once it wasn't a good idea to ride a bicycle anymore, especially in traffic, since I couldn't see, then I figured I would try something else.
Matt is now unable to run thanks to the Achilles Running Club and his guide, Nick Falco.
It is being Matt's eyes while we're running the race.
Falco's audio cues help McElvoy conquer courses, and now he's even competing in the upcoming Philadelphia Marathon.
I can walk fast with my cane, but then that's about it. So it's liberating to be able to do that.
During their runs, the guys communicate about obstacles like potholes, curbs, and elevation. But there's another subject that always seems to come to the forefront.
One of our largest topics when we run, and also probably our most consistent post-race celebration, is both having a beer, but then talking about it to no end, what we like about it, what we don't like about it, and how much better it feels after completing a run.
The duo says running is fun, but it's the socialization that keeps them coming back for more. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.